On University of Houston Clear Lake Week, education can still happen in correctional facilities. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William Powers, Associate Professor of History, determines the benefits of such programs.
Education has given me a new outlook on life and a taste of normalcy are two responses from previously incarcerated students who described their education experiences behind bars. Personal value benefits accrue to those who participate in the Rehabilitation Through Education program. These students join the ranks of college-educated citizens. They are beneficiaries of immersion into an environment of working productive academic rigor that provides skills and training that transcends the classroom. Dedicated to the study of self and others, an interdisciplinary approach based on the philosophy that human behavior is too complex to be covered by one discipline, students earn varying degrees, including the Bachelor of Science in Behavioral Sciences, Bachelor of Arts in Humanities, and Master of Arts in Humanities. The choice of a correctional education program curriculum is an important one, involving such diverse goals as fostering a sense of self-awareness and examining the role of self among others through critical thinking and analysis. The positive relationship between educational achievement and the reduced rate at which released offenders return to prison has been demonstrated in numerous studies. For example, a Thurgood Marshall School of Law study found that Texas inmates who earned bachelor's degrees re-entered the correction system at a rate of only 5.6%, while students earning a master's degree returned at a rate of nearly zero. In the short term, correctional education officials also report that correctional education has a substantial impact on the prison environment, helping to provide structure and lessen the need for supervision. A 2017 RAND Corporation paper revealed that correctional education programs substantially reduce an individual's risk of reincarcerated, and every dollar invested in correctional education saved nearly $5 in reincarceration costs over 3 years.
That was William Powers of the University of Houston Clear Lake. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.